Come listen to a prophet's voice. The Beautiful Day by President Thomas S. Monson. Some years ago, I met a remarkable family. Each member of the family had an unshakable testimony of the reality of the resurrection. Each of the children had been born with a rare form of muscular dystrophy. The only daughter, Shana, was then 5 years old. All of the children were intelligent and faith-filled. We visited for a while, and the special spirit of that family filled my office and my heart. Then the parents asked if little Shana could sing for me. She sang of a brighter future. On a beautiful day that I dream about, in a world I would love to see, is a beautiful place where the sun comes out and it shines in the sky for me. On this beautiful winter's morning, if my wish could come true somehow, then the beautiful day that I dream about would be here and now. Eventually, Shana passed away at age 14. At the funeral services, I spoke of the lovely song Shana sang. I concluded with the thought, because our Savior died on Calvary, death has no hold upon any one of us. Shana lives, whole and well, and for her, that beautiful day she sang about is here and now. Death is an essential part of our mortal experience, and dead we would remain except for Jesus. He died on the cross. His body was placed by loving hands in a sepulcher. On the first day of the week, Mary Magdalene and Mary the mother of James, along with others, came to the sepulcher. To their astonishment, the body of their Lord was gone. Two men in shining garments stood by them and said, "Why seek ye the living among the dead? He is not here, but is risen." Luke chapter 24, verses 5 through 6. Our Lord and Savior is the living witness that life is everlasting. God does live. Jesus is His Son. Because He died, all shall live again. Oh, sweet the joy this sentence gives. I know that my Redeemer lives. Activity, beautiful words. Note, you may need some assistance with this activity. Fill in the blank. Choose from the following words from President Monson's message. Resurrection. Future. Well. Essential. Shining. Living. Everlasting. Joy. Pick an opposite word shown in President Monson's message. Sadness. The answer is joy. Brief. The answer, everlasting. Dead. The answer, living. Unimportant. The answer, essential. Dull. The answer, shining. Past. The answer, future. Sick. The answer, well. Crucifixion. The opposite is resurrection. End of the article. Come listen to a prophet's voice. The Beautiful Day by President Thomas S. Monson.